This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light? Oh, so broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so
from the Super Bowl, Chris Stapleton with the national anthem this morning. Here we go, your morning riddle. We always kick off the morning six with this riddle. Here you go. What thrives when you feed it? but dies when you water it? What thrives when you feed it, but dies when you water it?
Got it. And what got a guess? I don't know if it's right, but I got it one.
Oh, where's the confidence, Cheyenne?
Yeah, I got been the like, answer. Yeah,
that is it.
I know what it is.
I love the confidence. If you think you know, you can text us at 22108. We'll get you the correct answer to the riddle coming up here in 6 minutes on Camel Country.
Same old dial. Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
He is on the Country Thunder lineup this year, which we have your shot at those 4-day passes to Camel Country Thunder with the Country Thunder Holler Pack. If you entered the contest, be ready. 7:20, we're going to announce another name. And if that name is yours, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back to win those tickets. All right, the morning riddle. What thrives when you feed it, but dies when you water it? What thrives when you feed it, but dies when you water it? Cheyenne's got a guess.
I do.
Is it the correct guess?
I hope.
Confidence, Cheyenne. Confidence.
It was a confident, yes. I hope.
Oh, okay. Yes, it's a correct guess. Some of the incorrect guesses coming in on text at 22108. Text of the 909, gossip. What thrives, ooh, when you feed it, but dies when you water it?
Ooh.
What do you water gossip with?
More gossip.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait, no. That's what you would feed it with.
Yeah,
would water it by not participating.
Gossiping, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No, that's not it. It's a good guess, though.
I guess, like that. Right? You get points for a good guess.
Half a point. Texted the 480, a chia pet. But I think when you water it, grows.
It grows.
Yeah. That is incorrect. Text of the 602, the Wicked Witch of the West. Incorrect. What thrives when you feed it, but dies when you water it? Well, you get water on a witch.
Oh, right? What a world. Yes, that's what she says when...
I'm melting. Incorrect. I see everybody else is correct.
All right.
Looks like. All right, Cheyenne, what thrives when you feed it but dies when you water it?
Is it fire?
Fire!
Fire!
Nice. Well, you got it right. Everybody else got it right. Nicely done. We do the morning riddle every weekday morning at 6 here on Camel Country. A couple of these other texts coming in. Everybody's wondering if there's going to be a baby. I will let you know the results a little bit later on this morning. All right, we're going to do it about the same time that I brought the story up on Monday, because a lot of people kind of invested in this.
A lot of people are invested in this.
Yeah, my wife last Saturday said she was late. I said, there's no way. I had a vasectomy 2 years ago. She said, well, you never had yourself tested. So, and you know, after a vasectomy, before you assume that the vasectomy worked, you're supposed to, you know, take a little sample cup to the doctor and have it tested, make sure there's no little swimmers in there.
Right.
You know, I never did that. You know, I paid the doctor to do his job. I just trusted that he did his job.
He did do his job. Bugs will fix themselves.
Right. But it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
And she has not ended up pregnant over the last 2 years. But, you know, when I brought this story up on Monday, so many stories, people chiming in saying how vasectomies can naturally heal themselves. Right? So with those horror stories that I've been hearing, you know, I've kind of been sitting in fear and in terror and suspense. Is she? Isn't she? So I went about a pregnancy test yesterday, and we did it. So I'll let you know the results of that coming up at 8:20 or so.
I'm trying to gauge your emotions and like the way that you're talking about it, because I would not be coy about this situation if it was me. Yeah. There would be no hiding it.
You don't know the results yet, so
I have no clue.
You're gonna find out when everybody else does.
Rude.
There's only 4 people that know: me, my wife, my 2 daughters. That's it.
That's not fair. I thought we were better friends than
that. We're more great friends, Cheyenne. You will find out at 8:20.
Fine.
The big decision is on the way next here on Camel.
Some people go on spring break. Oh, yeah. The Camel Nation. Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Better than free. Yeah, the beer's on.
Camel Country 107.9.
Unqualified advice for life-changing situations.
Hey, you get what you pay for.
This is Gunner and Cheyenne's Big Decision.
And if you have a big decision that you're facing today and you want some advice, you want our 2 cents on it, you can text us at 22108. And it's just that. It's our 2 cents. We're not all that educated. We have no degree in psychology or anything else.
But we've lived a lot of life between the two of us.
That's right. I got an AA, if that counts for anything.
And what?
communications in college. That's right.
Really?
I went to radio college.
Wow. Well, I don't have that, but I was a nationally certified EMT, so I got that under
my
belt.
Hey! There we go. If you got a decision, you can text it to us right now at 22108. Text at the 623. Good morning. Here's my dilemma for the day. I have a friends with benefits who I've been seeing off and on for the last year and a half. Recently, we both kind of let it slip. There are some feelings involved, and we've been shoving them way down. Should I pursue and explore these feelings with him, or should we keep things the way they are? Friends with benefits. That's just kind of a physical relationship.
Yes.
Right? Not supposed to be any feelings involved.
Yeah. Clearly, it doesn't always say that.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. It's a very intimate thing.
Yes.
Right? And, you know, I could see feelings developing if that's the kind of relationship you have. But you kind of go into it with the thought that, hey, we're just going to scratch each other's itch and call it good and go about our day. Right? But now there's feelings involved. What do you do here, Cheyenne?
I say go for it. Like, you might as well, because at this point, what do you have to lose?
Okay.
Right? Like, you're already scratching the itch.
You say go follow those feelings?
Yeah, you might as well. I mean, you can always scratch an itch with somebody else if it doesn't work out.
Okay, so here's a text that just came in that is going to kind of go on the other side.
Okay.
To not do it, right? Text of the 480. My boyfriend just broke up with me. We were friends for 2 years before we decided to date, and now he wants to just be friends. Ugh. A part of me wants to, but the other part of me is just so broken.
Okay.
So again, you know, you try and make it work. You want to follow those feelings. And let's say that it doesn't work out. Then, you know, that person scratching that itch ain't there anymore. You know, that relationship is no more.
Right.
So you kind of, if you like where you're at now, you love that itch being scratched. You have that mutual agreement. And if you like that, and you can't imagine it going away, I wouldn't go for the relationship part of that. But if you're okay with that going away and starting fresh somewhere else, if this relationship that the feelings have developed in doesn't work out, then go for it.
I mean, I think you got to do what feels right for you. Like, I don't think this is something we'll come to an agreement on, because I think that if you have both let it slip that there are feelings involved, why ignore those feelings? Why do that to yourself?
Well, I mean, you can't do everything you want based on feelings, right? I have a feeling that I want a double quarter pounder and a ton of fries today, but for the sake of my waistline and my health, I'm not going to go do that. Now, you know, I feel like burger. I drive by In-N-Out every stinking day on my way home. I have a feeling that I want that fat grease in my gut.
Yeah, but they've been doing this for a year, over a year now.
But a lot of time, but you have to weigh it out, right? If you're okay with losing the entire thing because you want to chase those feelings, go for it. But if you like where you're at now, and yeah, those feelings are starting, you just got to kind of push them away because you like where you're at now.
No, I think that things can always develop and get better.
Camel Nation, what say you? We're going to open it up to you with a big decision today. We put our 2 cents in. We would love your 2 cents on this situation. Maybe you've lived it. Maybe it's been maybe it was a horrible decision for you to chase those feelings in this friends or the relationship you're in. Friends with benefits relationship you're in. So whatever that situation is, if you want to share a story and opinion with us, you can text us at 22108. Here's Lee Bryce.
I am insensitive.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Good, baby. All right, the big decision today. We're kind of kicking around this text that came in about a decision that this person is facing. The text goes as follows. Good morning. Here's my dilemma for the day. I have a friend with benefits who I've been seeing off and on for the last year and a half. Recently, we both kind of let it slip that there are some feelings involved, but we've been avoiding them. Should I pursue and explore these feelings with him or keep things the way they are? Cheyenne says roll with it. You know, I mean, go follow your feelings. I don't think that always works. You know, I got all sorts of feelings that go through my head all the time, you know, and if I follow those feelings, I could end up being divorced. I could end up overweight and obese. I could end up with a heart attack. I could end up dead in a ditch. You know, I mean, there's lots of feelings you get throughout the day. It doesn't mean you always have to follow them.
Right. But this is a different type of feeling. This is emotion, an emotional connection to someone.
I have an emotional connection with In-N-Out. If I went there every day when I drive by on the way home, you know?
Yeah, but it's not mutual. In-N-Out care less if you stop there or not.
Oh, they care about their customers. They would love me to add to their bottom line. Come on. Come on. But texts are coming in regards to this. I mean, have you personally experienced this? You know, did you follow those feelings with that person that you were kind of, you know, that friends with benefits situation? Did it work out? Did it not work out? We got texts coming in on both sides. Text from the 623. I had a friends with benefits. Then she ended up pregnant, but we didn't make it official till baby was born, and we have been together ever since.
I love that.
And that's a good point there. You know, if you're going to do adult things, be an adult if something happens.
Yes.
Right? Text the 480. Feelings lead to marriage, which leads to benefits being taken away.
Oh, stop it. Stop.
Text of the 602. I say go for it. Both people have feelings. This should be the next step.
Yeah. I think it would be different if one of them hadn't expressed feelings.
Yeah.
If that was the case, then I would say hold off. But since they have both let it slide that there's feelings there, why not? It could be beautiful.
But it could also go away. And you got to be okay with that. You got to weigh your options, right? What are you looking at? You could blossom to a marriage, right? Uh-huh. And a lifelong friendship, and you kind of go spend the rest of your life with each other. Or are you okay with it going sour and never seeing that person again?
Well, that's how dating is in general. Like,
that's
how that ends up anyways. It could either be really good or really bad.
But you're not best friends with the person you're dating. On a first date, you're not best friends with them.
Yeah, but they're already great friends, so just...
I know, exactly.
You want to marry your best friend.
Are you okay with losing a best friend? It can go either way. You want to marry him, do you want to lose him? It could go either way. You got to take, you know, like that little cartoon. What path you taking? Going off to the right, you going off to the left? You know, you just got to kind of weigh it out.
Yeah.
You know, what do you care about? Text of the 623. From personal experience, a few years back, I dated one of my very best guy friends after he expressed all of his feelings for me. And we decided just to go for it. We fell super hard for each other. But after about 6 months, things went south. And then we ended up breaking it off. It was one of the hardest breakups I'd ever had to go through because I lost a best friend at the same time. So it's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah. They're not saying don't do it or do it. They're just...
No, that's what I'm pointing out.
Warning.
There's two paths you can take here.
Right.
You can stay on the path that you're on and enjoy having that friend and him, you know, you all scratching each other's itches, or going off to the right and going after those feelings, but knowing that it could go south.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, at least you're going to know.
I guess there's a third path, and that's, you know, marriage and spending the rest of your life happily ever after.
Like, if you don't go for it, you could spend the next year thinking, what if?
Yeah, and there's some text saying that right here, text of the 480, do it. My friends with benefits and I have been besties for 14 years. We got married on May 21st. Wished we did it 10 years ago.
Oh, I love that. See? There was more positive than negative in those texts.
Yeah, I know. It could work out. Every woman wants that love story, right? And I mean, that's what's going through your head is a great love story, but you also have to weigh what could happen. And losing a friend could happen, right?
I mean, it could.
It could.
It absolutely could.
You got to make sure that you are weighing that into the situation, you know, that you could lose a friend.
At the end of the day, make an educated decision.
You really think it out, you know?
And it's going to be on you. It's going to be on you and how you truly feel.
Yeah, but you also don't want to overlook red flags because you don't want to lose, right?
God.
You don't. I mean, because you're like, okay, I'm going to make this decision to get into this relationship, you know, and let's see how it works. But then you don't want to lose them as a friend. But then a lot of people in that situation will overlook some red flags because they don't want to admit they made a bad decision.
If there's already red flags, maybe you shouldn't be friends with benefits anyways.
Well, I'm assuming there's not red flags right now because of the
it's
decision.
It's fine. Go for it. Don't listen to negative Nancy over there. It'll be fine.
I'm not negative. If you want to do it, great. I'm going to your wedding. I have no issue with that. I'm just making sure that they are knowing what they are getting into, knowing the consequences of every action. I know if I'm going to go into that casino, I could come out with less money I went in there with. You got to weigh out every situation, Cheyenne.
As is everything in life.
Absolutely. I'm just being realistic here, Cheyenne.
Learn and wrote injury attorneys, traffic center. Might want to.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, there is a city in Saskatchewan, Canada. It's the capital city of Saskatchewan. It's called Regina.
It's called what?
Regina.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
And then our inner child's like,
Yeah.
Well, the tourism board just had to apologize after leaning into the obvious joke people make with the name of this city. They launched a new ad campaign last week with two slogans that aren't subtle at all. Show us your Regina. And Regina, the city that rhymes with fun. Okay. These are actual legitimate ad campaigns that they chose. Like, they sat in the meeting, you know, in City Hall or the Capitol, you know, and the state capitol, and said, all right, guys, let's come up with some slogans here.
Might as well roll with it.
Regina, you know, a lot of people make fun of our name. The punter, John Ryan from the Seattle Seahawks, that is where he went to college.
Oh, really?
And that's the first time that I heard of that city. Was when I think it was the Seahawks were in the Super Bowl or something like that. Maybe it was Sunday Night Football, some national thing, right? Where they do the introduction and then it says it like right down there underneath their face, you know?
Yep, yep.
As to what college they went to or what city they're from or whatever. And it was Regina, Saskatchewan. So then that went viral on social media and stuff. So I've heard of the city because of that. But for the ad slogan, for them to really lean into it like they did there, it's kind of funny, right?
I applaud that.
But the residents weren't too happy. They don't like being made fun of that way. So the tourism board, whoever came up with this, had to apologize. And then they went back to their old slogan, which I don't have that in front of me. But
it's not as cool as show us your Regina. It's not. Like, why be mad about that?
It's like show us your camel, right? Like, yes. If we were to do something like that. And that means wear your camel t-shirts. Make a t-shirt that says Gutter and Cheyenne Camel Country on it. Put some cowboy boots. Show us your camel.
Exactly.
That's all they were trying to do there, but it sounds dirty.
I think it's fine. It's funny. I would love that if our city did that.
Well, does Phoenix have one?
Ooh.
Does Phoenix have a tourism slogan? I don't think we do. I tried to Google it. I didn't see it.
Is it Valley of the Sun? Is that what
No, that's what it's referred to as, but it's not their tourism slogan. Like Vegas used to be what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. But they changed it to what happens here only happens here, which is dumb.
That's stupid. That's not as fun.
But that is from the tourism board, right? It's a slogan to try and garner some attention and try and get tourism to come into the city. But I don't know if Phoenix has a slogan. You can text us at 22108 if we do. Or if we don't, what should the slogan be? We'll be our own little Phoenix tourism board here.
And if they're looking for anything, maybe I can just borrow it.
Yeah. How great would that be if, like, together we kind of come up with a slogan for Phoenix and the tourism board's like, we love it.
And then just adopts it.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
All of us together with Camel Nation creating the slogan. But first of all, do we have one? If not, what would the slogan be? What should the slogan be for the Valley of Sun, for the tourism, you know? You can text us at 22108. Here's Jason Eldy.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, every city, pretty much every big city, I guess I should say, has some sort of they have a tourism board, and it's their sole job, their sole purpose to try and, you know, garner tourism, try and attract people to come and spend money in your local area. You know, Vegas is a big one. The Phoenix Tourism Board was a big part of the Super Bowl, right? And, you know, a lot of these events that happen here in the Valley. But I don't know if we have a tourism slogan. And we're talking about this tourism slogan because it's a city in Canada. It's the capital city of Saskatchewan. It's called Regina. Real name. I know. Giggle it out. But their tourism board just had to apologize after leaning into the obvious joke people make about Regina. They launched a new ad campaign last week with two slogans that aren't subtle at all. First one, show us your Regina. And here's the second one, Regina, the city that rhymes with fun. Okay? The residents did not like it.
Oh, come on. Where's your sense of humor?
Yeah, that city has no sense of humor. Every stand-up comedian, do not stop in Regina on your tour because they do not have a sense of humor. But anyway, so we were talking about tourism, you know, slogans. Does Phoenix have one? Vegas has one, which is dumb. They changed it to what happens here only happens here. I like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Yeah.
That had been the slogan for years and years and years. They're like, we should change it.
If it's not broke, don't fix it, yeah. Vegas.
I feel like they'll bring it back. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Such a great slogan.
Yeah, I agree.
They'll bring it back. But what do we have here in Phoenix? What has the tourism board come up with for the city of Phoenix? Maybe even other cities in the valley. And there's not much.
Okay.
Text the 612. Let's see. Every major city in Arizona has a tourism board. The slogan for Phoenix is "Visit Phoenix." Tempe Tourism.
Uh-huh.
And Scottsdale is Experience Scottsdale.
Oh, that's.
Where's the sense of humor, tourism board? Put us on the board. Let's go. We got a whole bunch, Cheyenne, that have come in from Camel Nation. Texts have been coming in to 22108 on slogans that we should have here for the Valley of the Sun. You know, and the Grand Canyon, so let me say the Valley of the Sun, it's just kind of, how do you even label that? That's not a tourism slogan.
Nickname. Yeah.
The Grand Canyon State, a nickname. It's on the license plates. But what's our tourism slogan? What should it be? Text of the 480, show us your cactus.
Ooh.
Text of the 623, it's a dry heat. Text of the 602. Not right now, it's kind of humid.
Yeah.
Text of the 602, welcome to Phoenix, now go the blank away. text of the 623 on the similar, you know, vein as the last one, we're not that great, go away. Text of the 928, Phoenix, coming in hot. That's a good one.
I like these.
All right, here's one. Text of the 602. Phoenix, it's a dry heat, not as dry as Regina. It's actually pretty funny.
That's so funny.
Phoenix, because someone has to be 40. We're not 49th, right?
No, we're 48th.
Yeah, it's because somebody has to be 48th in everything.
Yeah, I like that.
Here's Cole.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
All right, let's decide on a new tourism slogan for Phoenix here. We don't have one. You know, so we're coming up with one for the city of Phoenix because Regina, Saskatchewan, they've got a tourism board up there that is very creative. Their ad slogan that they went with, that they actually had to cancel because there was such an outrage. They apologized and canceled these new ad slogans. These are actual real slogans from their tourism board. We're not making these up for the sake of being funny.
No,
we're not.
No.
All right. So Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, two ad campaign slogans. First one is show us your Regina. Second one is Regina, the city that rhymes with fun. The residents hated it.
I love it.
The tourism board had to apologize. They canceled that whole ad campaign and everything else. You know?
Stop canceling things. Should have just ran with it and told people to get over it.
You know, they're garnering attention with this.
You know, if they would have kept it, the kind of attention that
I mean, it would. It would be an ongoing thing. Right now, they're going to get a little bit of traction for a couple of weeks, you know, with just the thought of what it was going to be, you know, but... they got us thinking about, you know, our tourism slogan here in the Valley, which is just visit Phoenix. That's it. That's all we've got right now for the city of Phoenix.
I'm pretty sure my hometown has that same slogan.
Visit Yakima.
Visit Yakima. Yep.
You know, write in a don't. Visit Yakima. Yeah,
big don't. All capitals.
So ones that have come in already, it's a dry heat. Show us your cactus. Come on, get your cactus on. We're not that great. Go away. Coming in hot. I do like that. That's at the top of my list.
I like that one.
Text for the 602. Phoenix, it's a dry heat. Not as dry as Regina. text of the 480. Welcome to Cali 2.0.
Ooh.
Text of the 602. Phoenix, play but don't stay.
Oh, I like that.
This one I did see on signs around downtown during the Super Bowl. But it was Budweiser's slogan for us. As good as it gets. AZ. Good as it gets. As good as it gets.
Oh, I like that.
That is good.
I like that a lot.
Text of the 480, Phoenix. It's not cheap anymore. Stay in California. Which one do you like?
I think I like coming in hot.
Coming in hot?
Yeah.
Phoenix coming in hot.
I really do like that one.
Valley of the Sun coming in hot.
See, that's perfect.
Good. Yeah.
That is perfect.
All right. Well, tourism board, I hope you're listening.
You're welcome.
You are very welcome. A lot of texts coming in on whether my wife is pregnant or not. We'll make that announcement coming up next hour at about 8:20.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Hey, I'm a little drunk on you.
All right, Catch Me Thunder, holler back. Still looking for Brittany Green of Phoenix. Brittany, give us a shout if you want to win those four-day passes to Camel Country Thunder. 602-894-5653. 602-894-5653. Still got a couple of minutes here, Brittany. But as we're waiting for Brittany here, I came across this article on one of the local news sites. They're talking about a school in Goodyear and what are the classes that they're offering, which, you know, I'll let you know what that is here in a moment. But, you know, just to kind of back up a little bit, I mean, we've discussed on the air before about, you know, some of these classes that we kind of wish were offered to us in high school.
Right.
Preparation classes for just life. You know, I mean, there's a lot of math classes you could take and stuff like that. But I mean, it's not realistic these days.
No, it should be like balancing a checkbook, doing your taxes.
Yeah, I mean, balancing a checkbook's even old school now.
Well, balancing your bank account.
Well, the bank account already does it, right? So it's just kind of, well, I know, but I mean, working with money.
Yes.
Right? You know, and interest rates and mortgages. Paying bills, just stuff that we deal with on a day-to-day basis,
right,
just to prepare these kids for the world. You know, like when somebody enters the NFL and they get a massive contract, part of their requirement is to take a money management class so they don't go blow all their money.
I love that.
You know, that's great. That's part of being in the NFL.
Yeah.
You know, they require that of the other rookies.
As they should. Because they're not always responsible.
But there should also be a requirement on certain classes in high school. Now, I graduated in 99. You know, my daughters are in elementary school. I don't know if they have adjusted the curriculum, if they have offered more classes for real life, what we deal with now as an adult. I don't know that. I haven't heard of that. You know, I still feel like it's old school curriculum when it comes to school, but they're trying to change things. This in Goodyear, what are the classes offered? What school is this? I don't have it in front of me, but they offer a music studio class, which kind of allows you to learn how to be a DJ. Now, it's not a radio DJ, an actual club DJ, like a Denim and Diamonds,
like,
right? You know, matching beats and stuff like that, and creating beats, stuff that top DJs and producers would do,
right?
You know, and they're offering this class, you know, which is great. You know, it's something new.
It's cool,
but I feel like it should only be offered if those other real life classes are already there, right? And they've already taken them.
Yeah. Like those, the real life classes should be requirements to graduate. I fully, totally agree with you.
Text of the 623, they have economics class.
I took an economics class in high school and I didn't learn anything that was useful.
Yeah. Cause I mean, when I was in high school, balance at a checkbook was a thing. You know, I mean, people were writing checks all the time.
Uh-huh.
Now everything's just so digital. Everything's done for you in your online bank account. But, you know, maybe there's a lot of things that we do in life, you know, when it comes to interest rates and mortgages and buying cars and spending money, credit cards, stuff like that, that I was never taught.
Yeah, the difference is like the different types of loans that you can get and which ones you should stay away from. Like those are things that kids need to know getting out of high school.
And how a credit card is not money in the bank.
Exactly.
That is one. You know, when you get your first credit card, you're like, man, a $2,000 credit limit, sweet.
Yes.
That's not money in the bank.
No, you have to pay that back.
And I didn't learn that in school. You know, when I graduated and kind of went on with life, I was living off credit cards. It was the stupidest move that I ever made, was living off credit cards. I had so much debt racked up, ruined my credit score. When my wife and I got married, I still had a lot of that debt.
Yeah.
You know, and thank goodness she still married me with all that debt because, you know, when you start a life with somebody, you kind of want to not be in that much debt.
Yeah. Like you take that other person's stuff on. I didn't learn money management, full transparency, until probably a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago.
Yeah, I did not understand good money management until probably a year and a half ago.
Crazy.
And it's embarrassing, but I just didn't. Like, I just kind of was.
That is why they need to teach it in high school.
Exactly.
You know? Text from the 480, as a 2020 graduate, they have not changed the curriculum. But they're adding DJ classes, and that's the issue that I have with that. You know, I'm glad. I mean, if you want to try and add something new, that's great. You know, but I mean, once that bird gets kicked out of the nest, chirp, chirp, little bird, how are you going to fly without knowing the knowledge of finances?
Yeah. Yeah, you know? I think that these classes are great, but they need to come after kids are prepared for school. Like, if a school in the Valley came out and said, hey, we are adding these classes to our curriculum, into our high school curriculum, I would put my kid in that school.
Yeah, even if it's back out in East Mesa?
Yeah, I would, because I think it's that important.
Yeah.
Now, like, knowing what I know now, I will ensure that I, as his parent, will teach him that. Yeah. But also, I think that that's something that needs to be in school.
Yeah.
Why is he learning algebra? I've never used algebra a day in my life.
That you know of.
I've never solved for why.
Yeah, but I mean, I think there's things like you do daily that you just don't realize you're using some of that knowledge.
No.
You know, but I mean, I think when it comes to actual real life, how to handle real life classes, those should come before the DJ create your own beat classes.
Yes. I agree with you. You can learn that stuff on TikTok.
Maybe we're wrong. You know, I mean, if you have an opinion on this, you can text us at 22108. We'd love to see what you got. Coming up next hour, 8:20, the big reveal on is she, isn't she? You know, is my wife pregnant? We did take a pregnancy test yesterday. So we'll get you the results of that.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Got a glance into this text screen as to, you know, we're kind of talking about that school in Goodyear and how they're now offering a DJ class and a producer class. You know, it's not with radio, but like a club DJ where you can have your own beat laboratory, as they say on Step Brothers.
Spin the ones and twos. Yeah.
Yeah. Creating beats and everything else, which, I mean, if that is what you want to do as a career, I mean, it's great. It's a vocational little thing, right? Uh-huh. You know, but they don't offer life skills class yet in school. Based on all the texts that I'm seeing coming in, they don't have that, you know? They're not showing you the Roth and the IRAs and the investments and how to build your credit. They're not showing you that. That is stuff that you need once you get booted out of the nest.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that that's important. Like, we are failing our children by not ensuring that they know these things by the time they turn 18.
Oh, but that's school in Goodyear, Cheyenne. The beat laboratory class.
wiki, what?
I mean, it's like the teacher. I mean, you'd think a teacher would enjoy teaching life skills, right?
Yes.
You say balancing a checkbook, but I mean, that's so old school. But, you know, in regards to current day finances, how to prepare kids for that. That comes before the beat laboratory.
It should. How to make sure you always have money in savings. How much money you should have saved in case of an emergency.
Is it because teachers don't want to teach it? I can't imagine that's the case.
I don't know.
I mean, with this beat laboratory class, which it's not called beat laboratory. I don't know what it's called. I keep going.
But I like that.
I keep going back to Step Brothers. but, you know, I'm sure it was a teacher that had some knowledge that's like, hey, I want to offer this class. Every teacher should have that knowledge of life skills and be able to teach that to the kids. You know, you could teach it to them in class when you have some downtime between social studies and math or whatever. But I mean, there should be an actual full on class.
I agree with you.
If there's not already. I mean, based on what we're seeing coming in a text at 22108, no class is offered like that in high school right now.
Should be a graduation requirement.
I agree.
Yes.
What is an IRA? You can't answer that question. Then you don't graduate.
You don't graduate.
You're not ready to get that boot out of that nest because you ain't gonna fly.
You're coming back. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, all right. Coming up next, next hour, actually about 8:20, we got the big reveal on whether my wife is pregnant or not. I see a lot of texts coming in on asking if you missed it. No, you did not.
I'm dying. I need to know.
Cheyenne didn't even know yet.
I don't.
You know? Here's Mitchell Tenpenny.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
There is a high school in Goodyear that has launched a new class. It's called a music, what did I call it? It's a music studio class. It's like a beats laboratory. If you know the movie Step Brothers, you know the beat laboratory. You know, you're making beats. And that's what they do in this class. Mm-hmm. You know, they're making beats, doing rhythms, stuff like that. You know, which is great. That's cool. You know, fun new class that the kids could take. Something other than math.
Right.
You know, but what is missing from the curriculum still, based on what we're seeing on coming in on text at 22108, are like a life skills class. How to invest, how to save money, how not to run up credit, how interest rates work, IRAs, IRA, same thing. You know, I mean, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
And this is not a knock on teachers, because, like, we know that teachers have to follow, like, the school protocol and what the school puts out. So, teachers, we love you. We appreciate you. This is not a knock on you.
Yeah, no, and there are teachers texting in. Text with 815. Teachers get no say. It's people who don't have a clue on education that think this, or they think that it'll be fun or good.
Yeah.
You know, so, but a money management class is definitely something that should be offered. This is coming from a bankruptcy attorney, text of the 602, working in bankruptcy law. A life skills with money management class absolutely should be taught.
I agree. I think classes like this DJ class is just a disservice to our kids.
And I mean, there are a few schools that do offer something.
But the problem is that it's offered and not required.
Right.
Because I can tell you right now, 16, 17-year-old Cheyenne would never have picked myself to go take a money management class.
Desert Ridge High School in East Mesa, I guess. This text says, my kid is in a financial apps class in high school. They teach all the basics. It's great.
I do love that.
Text of the 520, Maricopa Unified has a life skills class that all freshmen have to take.
Oh, love that.
But, I mean, that's a freshman. Why can't they do that as a senior, just as you're getting ready to jump the nest?
I think it should progress with every year. Like, with every year, you know, you learn the basics as a freshman. As a sophomore, you learn a little bit more. As a junior,
well,
you learn a little bit more.
Well, just as math class, kind of, yeah.
It continues to increase.
Text of the 480, I'm graduating this year as a senior. My school didn't even teach me how to apply for college, but wants me to go. There isn't really a life foundation skills class offered, and you have to learn it somewhere else or on your own. It's a huge middle finger to today's generation of students.
It's not even to today's generation. It is, like, I graduated over 10 years ago.
Well, but you were today's generation back in your day, right? So each generation and each year, you know, it is. You're kind of kicking the students without being prepared. You're
and
kicking
that's not
them out.
Fair. That's not okay.
Text of the 480, let's not forget the parent responsibility. And yeah, I mean, as a parent, you do want to teach your kids. But I mean, if you weren't taught yourself, how are you going to teach your kid the right thing to do if you weren't even taught the right thing to do?
Like I said, I have a 6-year-old and a 12-year-old. I just learned decent, not even good, but like decent money management a couple of years ago. Yeah. And I don't even know where to start on how to teach my kids. I don't know where to start.
Well, this last election, there was a new, wasn't there a new superintendent or something of public education put into place? So hopefully that person, if you are listening, I forget if it's a male or a female, but if you're listening, as parents, that's what we want to see.
Yes.
You know, let's get a life skills. Let's get a money management class rolling in the schools here in Arizona. Let's make our school districts top of the nation when it comes to preparing our kids for life skills.
I love that idea so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think you should run next
term. No, thank you. I'm good with just turning the button on and off here and talking on the radio.
We'll tell everybody else to do it.
And telling men that I love them. I prefer that. I want to stick with that. But is she, isn't she? We took a test yesterday. My wife took a pregnancy test. Is she pregnant? We'll reveal all coming up next. Hang on.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, this time on Monday, shared a story of what happened to me over the weekend. And that story was my wife telling me that she was late for her period, which, you know, when that happens, could be a joyous occasion, could be, you know, just being off schedule, could be something more, could be a little bundle of joy down the road, you know, I had a vasectomy.
Yeah, you did.
2 years ago. So to hear the words, I'm late, come out of my wife's mouth, kind of took me off guard, you know, and I'm like, nah, I'm confident you're not pregnant. Confident you're not. And shared that story on Monday, and the amount of text messages and DMs and everything else that came in from people that had their vasectomies naturally reversed shocked me. It had me sitting here like, maybe it did. Maybe it did naturally reverse. Maybe we were meant to have another kid. So, you know, after having a couple of days of suspense, you know, and anti-flo, not knocking on the door, I'm like, well, I'm tired of this. Let's figure it out. So I went to Target yesterday, Cheyenne, bought a pregnancy test.
Okay.
And we took that test.
I don't know why I'm so nervous right now.
And I'm going to tell you what the results of that test were coming up here in 6 minutes. I'm going to make you wait a little bit longer, Cheyenne.
Why? I wanted to catch, borderline crying.
I wanted to catch everybody up that had not heard the story, you know, because I mean, I posted a video yesterday,
yeah.
You know, telling the story and kind of where we were at in this situation, because I mean, I don't want a baby. My wife doesn't want a baby. And I'm going to play some audio from the big reveal video, if you will, last night. And my daughters, they want a baby so bad.
Yeah.
They want a baby brother. They wrote names down as to what they wanted the baby brother's name to be if we were pregnant.
I'm trying so hard to gauge you right now, and I...
Yeah, you have no idea.
I know you really well, and right now, I can't read a single thing from you. I have no idea what this could be.
It's a life-changing situation, Cheyenne. Is our world going to be flipped upside down with a bundle of joy on the way, or...
What does life go on?
Does life go on? You know, we've got to move forward. I'll let you know in 6 minutes. Hang on.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, are we going to be talking baby or not? You're going to find out. Did my vasectomy naturally heal itself? Is my wife pregnant? We tried to figure out that out last night. Went about a pregnancy test. You know, because I mean, my wife and I, we made the decision never to have babies again.
Yeah.
That's what happens when you make that, when you go in and have that vasectomy. You know, you sign the paperwork. They make you sign a waiver that says that you know and you talk to your significant other and everything else that knows that this decision is irreversible. But they can naturally heal itself. Body, our human body is meant to procreate, Cheyenne. So when you try and take that away, it's going to try and figure out a way to make it happen.
Right.
Did that happen in this situation? Got the pregnancy test, gave it to my wife. She went and did her thing, and we put it out on the counter. I kind of, for the sake of video, you know, we put it, I had her put it on a plate, and then I had to put a plate over it so we couldn't see the results.
Right.
Waited enough time so that we wouldn't accidentally reveal a timer, you know, as it's trying to figure out, are you pregnant, are you not?
Uh-huh.
So brought the girls together, and I'm going to play the video, the audio of this going down.
Why am I so nervous?
I will say my daughters are super excited. They love the idea of having a little baby brother.
Uh-huh.
Or just another baby in general. They want a baby brother.
Will you just play the audio?
All right, here's the audio. Okay.
What are you hoping for, bud?
A boy.
You're hoping for a boy?
Yeah.
Is this exciting?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so the pregnancy test is underneath the plate. We're going to find out whether mom has a baby in her tummy or not. You want a baby? You want a baby? I want a baby? No. No. Mama want a baby? No. Okay, the big reveal. Lift it up. Tell us what it says.
No, I mean not pregnant.
Not pregnant. Are you excited?
They were really bummed out.
Aww.
You're bummed out. You're just as bummed out as my girls were, Cheyenne.
Aww.
She's not pregnant.
Are you a little bummed?
Over the last couple of days, you know, thinking that it could be a possibility. I almost had myself talked into it.
Yeah.
That I'd be happy with it. You know, because I mean, if she was pregnant, it's... We would never do anything to go away from that. It's a gift from God. It was meant to be.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So I guess your only hope now would be that test was inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
You're bummed out.
I am actually.
You got baby
really
fever.
I'm really bummed out.
So this whole morning you thought that we were having a baby?
I mean, I've been trying to gauge you all morning and trying to figure it out. And I just think that if it would have been positive, you would have been a little bit more antsy and anxious, but you were pretty chill about it most of the morning. Mm. So about an hour ago, I started to just like process that it's probably going to be negative.
Are you telling yourself that?
So I could be let down easily, but I am really
There's a lot of people that have ended up pregnant after a vasectomy. You know, my daughters were very disappointed. And, you know, he explained to them that it's just not possible for me to have have another baby, right? It's not possible, but it is. And I said, well, Kaylin, you pray hard enough. You never know what can happen,
yeah.
Right? You know, I just don't see myself hitting that reset button. But again, last couple of days kind of allowed myself to have that vision of having a screaming little bundle of joy.
How did Emily feel when it came up not pregnant?
She doesn't want a baby either.
Oh, she's like dead set on not wanting another one.
Yeah, she doesn't want one.
Okay.
You know.
Well.
It's a little bit of a relief.
Dang it.
I know. Not for you. Not for you, Cheyenne.
Back to the drawing board.
But do what I, take the advice that I gave my daughter. Pray hard.
Done. Her and I, we're going to be bedside all night.
On your knees.
Yeah. Dear Lord, baby Jesus.
That reveal video is on social, by the way.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Ring it.
Well, those aren't church bells that you're hearing. Those are bells of celebration this morning as we showed a negative pregnancy test. You know, and the whole story, you know, behind my wife being late, I had a vasectomy. Did it naturally heal itself? Is she really pregnant? The pregnancy test said no. But until, you know, the moment comes of Auntie Flo knocking on that door, you know, I mean, it's the only way I could really put it.
Yeah. It could be just too early for the test.
It could be. There's somebody coming in saying that it's a false negative.
I love all of you, by the way. My spirits have been lifted just a smidge.
Text of the 480, when I was pregnant with my daughter, I took 8 home pregnancy tests, and they all came back negative. I went to Planned Parenthood, and they ran 2 more pee tests, still showing negative. Ended up having a blood test, and my numbers for being pregnant went through the roof. I was almost 4 months pregnant at that time.
Wow.
And still didn't get a positive result.
So has her cycle come yet?
I don't think so. She feels like it's coming anytime. And I mean, obviously since last Saturday, she said that,
right?
You know,
she could just be telling herself that the body does weird things.
Text of the 480, my daughter had negative pregnancy tests until she was 7 months pregnant.
That's wild.
Better get a blood test to be sure before we go raging.
Yeah.
And boozing this weekend. Yeah. Go get a test.
Probably a good idea.
Before my wife does that keg stand this weekend.
I feel like obviously whether you guys are or aren't does not really affect me in a big way. But it, like emotionally it does. And I feel like all of my adrenaline is gone.
It's kind of spent.
I am
right?
sad.
Text of the 224. I knew the test would be negative. No way you would share before 12 weeks if you were positive. But I mean, you would have known if I would have been like, no, I don't want to share yet.
Yeah.
Right? Because if it came out positive, I still would say the same thing.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, we live our lives very transparently. So if something would have happened prior to 12 weeks, that is something that we wouldn't not share with you guys.
Text the 480, Mo, he texts in regularly and he wanted to plan a baby shower.
Aww.
But his text says, wah, wah, wah.
Same, Mo.
And I apologize to those who were late for work today who waited. I see a lot of text people are angry that I waited 6 more minutes after 8:20. I don't know, man. It's a joyous occasion in my life. I didn't want any more kids, you know? And like I said, I almost talked myself into it, you know, up until the pregnancy test said negative. But I guess until her time happens, you know? I don't know. Is there any way to speed up the little Aunt Flo there?
I don't know because I've never had to do it. So
really?
I truly don't know what to tell you.
Because, you know, like if you're pregnant and it's almost your due date, you can go for a walk and eat spicy food. Yeah. Got to speed it along a little bit, you know? And I don't know.
I don't have an answer for you.
I was confident over the weekend that she was not pregnant, but then the stories of the reverse vasectomies hit, and now I was like, okay, well maybe. And now the stories of the false negative pregnancy tests are coming in. Now I'm like, maybe.
Maybe she should just go get blood work.
Yeah, maybe that'll be the task.
That'll be the end of it all.
Gunner and Cheyenne on demand.
Well, I can assure you that. My wife and I will enjoy a margarita together, you know, once her late turns into a, oh, I got it, you know? So once that happens, we'll go enjoy a margarita, celebratory margarita, because she is, according to the test, which I guess could be wrong, but according to the pregnancy test, she is not pregnant. But once that time of the month shows up, it'll be a celebratory time that my vasectomy did hold up, man. It worked. That
it
doctor,
did its job.
Because I never went and got tested 2 years ago. You know, the timeline, once you get it done, they give you a little list of post-op stuff, you know, and after a certain amount of time, you got to put a sample in a cup, go get it tested, make sure there's no little swimmers in there before assuming that you're good to go.
Well, you know what they say about assuming.
That makes an ASS out of you and me. Yep. Yeah, that's right. We totally, if she would have ended up pregnant, yeah, totally, 100%. But, you know, I'm still like, we've been doing this for 2 years. You know, she has yet to be pregnant. You know, so in my mind, I'm like, it worked.
Yeah.
What I paid the doctor to do with the little snip snip and the solder iron and all that, he did his job. But yeah, as of now, you know, the test said negative, but I guess until that shows up, you know, we won't know for sure, I guess. Unless she goes and gets a blood test and all that. With somebody said go to the doctor, get a blood test.
You might as well.
Just to be sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Definitely.
But in other baby news, Luke Combs, they announced they got another baby on the way.
So exciting for them.
Which, let's see, their first son is named Tex. He turns one on June 19th. So, we're at March 22nd.
Yup. And they already know what the sex is.
Yeah, it's going to be another boy.
Yeah.
So that means, what, 12 weeks already?
At least.
So once she got the all clear?
Maybe their plan was to just hurry up and get it all out of the way.
Or they didn't realize that, you know, even 4 months after having a baby, you're still a fertile turtle, myrtle, yeah.
Poor Luke Combs, 2 under 2.
But it could be
fun.
Yeah, but it could be one of those things where you just kind of want to get it out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, if you end up with twins, yeah, it's kind of a terrifying thought, two babies at the same time. But just think about, you know, that one pregnancy, 2-for-1 special. You know, you got 2 kids out of it.
That would not be your thought if you had twins.
No, okay. I know. It'd be a little brutal. But, you know, because, I mean, I hated when my wife was pregnant, you know, because I didn't have my drinking buddy. You know, she was, you know, and she was whining about her feet and everything else, you know, and everything else that comes along with pregnancy, yeah. You know? But rather than go through that twice or 3 times, if you get the 2-for-1 special, 1 time pregnant, 2 kids, just knock it all out at the same time. I feel like, you know, once I got past the fact that there's going to be 2 screaming babies, how do you tell them apart? You know, all this other stuff. I think I probably would have appreciated the 2-for-1 special there.
As a woman, I don't want to carry 2 babies at 1 time. That is not something that I want.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Well, you just got to marry like a little guy. Yeah, you know, he's got little jeans. You know what I mean? Like, just got a smaller, you know? I mean, like, I'm 6'1 and 220, you know? If I were to have, my wife were to have twins, you know, and she's like 5'8.
Yeah.
You know? You're 5'5", so you'd go find yourselves. How tall is your boyfriend?
Brandon is, I think he's 5'9".
Okay, I mean, it's still a possibility. Have little guys, you know, you know. But I mean, it's kind of like the smaller the baby, the more comfortable it'll be. But I mean, man, if you're like 6'7", and having baby, yeah, that's gonna it'd be old Mondo, man.
Well, baby is just, I don't know if that really matters because
no?
my youngest son, Easton, his dad is 6'6", and Easton was like 5.5 pounds when he was born.
He was small. So you could have fit 2 of him in there.
I mean, yeah.
It was room.
Yeah, I could have.
There was room for a brother.
Did I want to? Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. It's a lot to go through those 9 months if you're carrying twins and, you know, in the months following with the dirty diapers and the nursing and everything else.
My hat's off to twin moms.
Yeah.
For sure.
But again, you get them both out of the way. You don't have to go be pregnant twice, Cheyenne. You know, you just kind of suffer through the one and you got 2 babies.
You're so optimistic for someone who's not carrying babies.
I know. Yeah, I mean, if my wife was pregnant, I definitely would not be talking this one.
Yes, you would.
Thanks for listening to Gunner and Cheyenne on Demand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.